Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're keeping things moving here on The Drive. Coming up in 1 hour, Joshua Briscoe is going to join us on the show. Joshua Briscoe does the Chiefs pre and post game. All right. I want to play for you guys opinions around the National Football League. Why don't we start Stephen A. Smith, one of the top opinion makers in this business. Let's hear what Stephen A. Smith had to say on First Take about your Kansas City Chiefs.
He knows he's not what he used to be. And because he's not what he used to be, he can't make up for the loss of a Rashee Rice. He can't make up for the loss of a Xavier Worthy. And remember, Xavier Worthy, he's the reason Xavier Worthy is out, because they got mixed up on their route running. And he ran into Xavier Worthy and basically separated his shoulder, which is why Xavier Worthy has been out. Travis Kelce himself took the blame for that. I'm not blaming him. He blamed himself. And so when you look at one of the star players being out, knowing how much that inhibits your progress, when you're looking at a Patrick Mahomes completing less than 60% of his passes, only throwing 3 touchdowns in 3 games with just 1 interception, when he's also having to be the leading rusher because Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt can't really do what you expected them to do just as of yet. All of those things contribute to elevating the level of frustration that's taking place, because once upon a time, Kelce could be the dude that said, put it on my back. I got you, big boy. Patrick, I'm here. Throw me the damn ball, okay? We gonna be all right. Now, he's struggling to get separation, as we saw on several occasions last night. He juggled the pass that led to an interception and a loss against the Philadelphia Eagles. The game before that, in the opener, he got Xavier Worthy hurt, like I just articulated. There's a lot of frustration brewing up in him.
I mean, I think that's where a lot of the sideline stuff is coming from. I really do. I think that's where a lot of this sideline, throwing helmets and doing all this stuff and yelling at teammates, I think that's where it comes from. I'm used to being able to be the player that kind of gets us out of these offensive ruts. You're not that guy right now. Father Time eventually gets everybody. We were just talking about it with Mike Gundy. It gets everybody. Your fall off, you very rarely control. It just kind of happens. So I do think that's been one of the issues with Travis Kelce. I do think that's been one of the issues with the offense. And I think the hope is, once the Chiefs get back healthy, if they get back healthy, let me knock on wood here, is what does that role look like for Travis Kelce in a completely healthy and viable Kansas City Chiefs offense? We just don't know. I think the experiment of the offense kind of revolving around Travis Kelce has just gone on much longer than anybody thought it was going to go because of the injuries. They were already starting to kind of center their offense around Rashee Rice. He then got injured. So they had to go back to what they know. And what they know is 8-7 carries. I just don't think he can do that anymore in this offense. So that was Stephen A. Smith. Let's keep it at ESPN. Here's Dan Orlowski of ESPN's Get Up.
When we watch Mahomes play, better, worse, what did we see from that offense last
night? I feel the same way about the offense. Uninspired, unimpressed. Without Patrick, you got nothing. I mean, if not for 3 or 4 plays by Patrick Mahomes in this game, the outcome would have been very different. If you just go to some of the third down stuff, like this is Patrick dropping back. He gets pressure off of his right. Obviously, no one's open. Climbs the pocket. Then you have internal pressure. Most quarterbacks, this play is just dead. There's no opportunity to do anything. Patrick Houdini's himself, escapes, keeps his eyes down the field. Not only does this get you a first down conversion, it's a chunk play. This is goes for about 27 yards out of those about 300 as a total. Mm-hmm. This is right before the half. You're trying to hope to get something. Pressure internally. Patrick's going to evade to his right, keep his eyes downfield. He gets one-on-one again, little hezzy to avoid that rusher. And now this is just awareness by Patrick to point downfield. This is going to be a 52-yard pass interference penalty on your 300 yards of total offense. This gives you 3 points.
I want to ask, a lot of you guys are real mad right now at Matt Nagy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Get it. Rob, we do this every day. Do you know who the Lions offensive coordinator is now with no Ben Johnson?
I do. It's Johnny Morton, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's Johnny Morton.
I honestly don't know.
I think he's former Chiefs wide receiver Johnny Morton.
I don't know
that.
If it matters. You want to know why? I don't think it matters. You want me to tell you the players who got carries for the Lions on Monday Night Football? David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. That was it. Those are the guys they gave carries to. This might come as a shock to you, but with those two guys, they ran the football effectively. Do you want me to tell you the guys that got catches for the Lions on Monday Night Football? All right, we can do that. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery. I mean, when you're throwing it to those guys, man, it makes calling plays real easy. Maybe Ben Johnson was not some offensive mastermind. Maybe he was just the person in control of maybe the most talented offense in the National Football League. Now, I'm not here to take away from Ben Johnson. We'll see how his career looks. I only bring that up is we've been talking a lot about the play calling and the scheme, and you can make the most out of this. Man, it's really hard to cobble together a run game when your best running back is Kareem Hunt. It's really hard on offense when you don't really have a lot of weapons there on the outside. Look at everybody in the Lions offense. Is there anybody that you would say is out of their prime right now in their offense? I mean, you can't say that about Jahmyr Gibbs. He's still on his rookie contract. David Montgomery is still playing at a high level. Amon-Ra St. Brown's one of the 10 best wide receivers in the NFL. Jameson Williams just got off his rookie contract. Sam Laporte is on his rookie contract. We're talking about everybody that catches passes and is involved in the Lions offense is at the peak of their powers. Man, it makes things easy for you. Right now, what you're asking Patrick Mahomes to do is, in the face of the injuries that you have, because you got to note that. You got significant injuries. One of the Lions have a top five running back room in the NFL, probably top three, maybe number one, top two and not two. You're asking Patrick to carry a wide receiver room who is very diminished right now because of the injuries, a bottom five running back room, and an aging tight end that we think is going to retire after Christmas time. The offense kind of looks like how I think that's going to look. It's been a while since we've given Patrick Mahomes or had these conversations about him just playing with a lot of dogs in the offense. And that's why I've been feel like I'm the only person defending Matt Nagy. I think a lot of the reasons people feel the way they feel about Eric Bieniemy was that's when their players were in their prime. Yeah, when they had prime Kelce and prime Tyreek Hill and they had Kareem Hunt at a younger version, yeah, their offense was high-flying and flying around and making plays. That ain't what they got right now. They got the ghost of Juju Smith-Schuster. They got a fraction of Hollywood Brown. They got a running back room that's still trying to figure things out. You kind of get the talent that you have. You can only scheme up in X's and O's and catch people off guard with screen. Like, sometimes you just got to have dudes. The Lions got a lot of dudes on their team. That's why they're one of the best offenses in the National Football League.
I mean, I'm not saying it's none of the Jimmys and Joes. I don't want to make it sound like I think that. We just see it differently. And I'm not, you know, calling for Matt Nagy's head or run him out of town or anything like that. I think there is something to the scheme because I think there is something. There is something wrong with the Chiefs offense more than just the bodies. They have players that I think can make plays. Do I think Marquise Brown is an elite player? No. But should they get more out of him than nothing? Yes. Is Travis Kelce what he was 10 years ago? Absolutely not. But he should be more than tirade on the sideline guy. They should be able to get something out of him. I'm watching other elite teams with players you've never heard of get something out of them, and the Chiefs aren't doing that with names you know.
Yeah, I just think that those guys are just, I think what we are seeing is the injuries have taken away from the explosiveness of Hollywood Brown. Does he look like an explosive player to you?
No, but he's a viable NFL player, and they're not getting that out of him right now.
I just think they got guys. I think they just got a bunch of guys. That's what I think. I think they have just a bunch of guys in their offense. Like on the text line, this guy keeps sending in, C-Dot, how can you not mention the wide receivers they had in 2022? Excuse me. They also had Travis Kelce, who had 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns in 2022. They had one of the five best pass catchers in the league in 2022. It made work easier for everybody else when you got that guy. It's easy to score when, all right, we got a 30-point-per-game guy that they got a double team. I just can catch passes in the – and that's what they had in 2022. So it made things easy for Juju Smith-Schuster to get open and have 1,000 yards because so much attention. You ain't got to put a whole lot of attention to stop Travis Kelce right now. Either he's not fast enough or Patrick's going to miss him anyway. He's wide open. So if I'm the only one that has to say this, that's fine. They don't have a lot of dogs in their lineup. So this is just going to be their offense until they get the dogs back.
But if the dogs come back, to use your example, and the offense doesn't get electric and explosive, are you going to open up the idea that it
100%.
Could be scheme?
Okay. 100%. I'm just
the
saying
same
is,
way, if I come back and explode, I'll come to your
it's
side.
It's just hard to me to be mad at Matt Nagy and also acknowledge that they've never had all their wide receivers at one time. To me, it's hard to be mad at the offensive coordinator when we all kept screaming, hey, you guys should do more in the running back room. You guys should do more in the running back room. They didn't do anything in the running back room. So wait, they've never had all their wide receivers, and they also got bad running backs. Tell me how you have an explosive offense. Then tell me how that math equation works for anybody. You don't love their offensive line. You don't love their running back room. They got old tight ends, their wide receivers, and we're mad at the offensive coordinator? Who is he supposed to be drawing plays up for right now? Their best offensive weapon got fired a year ago from the Patriots. We're excited about Tyquan Thornton. Tyquan Thornton, they might have him turn on the plaza lights just because he's one of the few people that can catch on this team. So if I got to be the Matt Nagy defender, I will be the Matt Nagy defender. But I just don't know how you can want all the offenses that you think are good. Look at the weapons that they have and look who they're throwing it to. And we're mad that Pat can't get the most out of Nico Remigio. That's why we're upset right now. He can't get more out of Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown has not made an explosive play since he's been here. Not a single explosive play since he's been here. Where do you think these big pop down the field plays come from? They just come from explosive players, and they're explosive players. They're on timeout for right now. You'll get them back eventually, but this is what their offense is going to be. I'm not expecting it to be much different on Sunday against the Ravens. It's going to be a lot of grinding out and just seeing if Pat could do something and make things happen. It's just going to be a lot of that for the next 3 weeks until they can fully get healthy. Or unless just there is going to be some kind of breakthrough and just something that we have not seen so far through the first 3 weeks of the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.